time today. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. How are things down in Medina this afternoon?
Oh, it's my pleasure, Andy. Thank you. It's this afternoon, things are actually nice in Medina. The sun is out, there's a nice breeze, and there's people on the street, and those are all good signs.
Well, there are a lot of things up in the air for everybody. You guys host a ton of really cool events throughout the course of the year, but you've had to cancel a lot of those early on. But you guys are opening up the farmers market. So tell us exactly how you guys are doing this.
Sure. So, you know, we're part of the Ohio Main Street organization. So all the main streets across the state and the country are trying to figure out, what are we doing? What about our events? Here in Medina, we're playing it safe, working under guidelines with our health department, and then following the recommendations from the governor. So our main special events, like Kids Day of Safety and Play, Pizza Palooza, we've had to cancel those for this year. But because farmers markets are considered essential, because they have access to fresh food and produce, we are able to have that. So we have restructured our market for 2020. We've reorganized it. We've added a lot of new vendors. And we've put a lot of safety initiatives in place. Some of the things that we are doing this year is spacing the vendors out a lot more. Everyone used to get about 12-foot space. This year there will be 20-foot spaces so people can have room for social distancing. Unfortunately, reusable bags are not allowed at the market this year, so people can't bring in their own bags just because we don't know where they've been, and the people likely don't know where they've been. Anyone that has a fever of over 104 or 100.4 is asked to stay home. We really want people to not come in groups this year. Just come, get the food, you know, do what you need to do, talk to the vendors, and then leave the market. So it's going to be a different approach. Normally, farmers markets across the state and the country are social gatherings. There is music and food demonstrations. But because of COVID-19, none of that is allowed this year. But the good news is we are still having the market. It will be open starting June 6th, every Saturday, opening early from 8 to 9 for people over 60 and anyone who is immunocompromised. And then regular market hours will be from 9 until 1. And that goes through the middle of October.
Matt, how confident are you that people who come out to the farmers market or any of the other potential events here, how confident are you that people, you know, will be able to follow the guidelines and protocols and wear a mask and just be safe in general?
You know, I would like to say that I'm completely confident, but just in watching society, just in going to the grocery store, going to the gas station, some people are following the guidelines and some aren't. The governor has not put any statement out, nor has the health director that says you must, so people are taking that to heart. It's America. We're not saying you must. Even if we said you must wear a mask, some people will say, I'm American, it's my right not to. We're going to do everything that we can in our power to keep our customers and our vendors safe. We're going to mark 6-foot distances on the road and the sidewalk. We're going to have a one-way traffic pattern so people aren't crossing back and forth. We hope people will come out and support the market. You know, these market vendors are also small businesses. So our mission as a Main Street program is to support the bricks and mortar stores. But these vendors are small businesses as well. These are farmers who grow produce and sell it to feed their families themselves. These people are baking products and making products. So we hope people respect that. We want people to come out and have fun and continue the tradition. We've had a market on our square for 15 years. But the reality is it has to be someone's personal choice if they're comfortable doing that or not.
Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt, can you give us an idea as to just how tough it's been during this entire pandemic? I know it's got to be awfully difficult to try and plan things, and I know that's a big part of what you guys do in keeping all of the local businesses in mind. I would imagine that things have been somewhat eerie around the square the last few months.
It has. You know, it was right after St. Patrick's Day when the order was given for the stay-at-home order and everything had to close down. I worked from home for a good 3 weeks. I was coming to the office about once a week. I work alone in my office. And I was having flashbacks to 2008 when we started as a Main Street program. There were no cars on the street. There were no people walking around. It felt like you were walking through an abandoned movie set. Things are starting to open up down here. A lot of the restaurants had carryout service throughout the shutdown, and some of them did very, very well. People are still leery. You know, we have a beautiful town with wonderful stores, but a lot of the stores are boutiques, and they're selling beautiful jewelry and scarves and clothing, and right now that's not people's focus. So even though small businesses have been allowed to reopen, they still need support more than ever. A lot of them have been closed for over 2 months, and without that income, I'm afraid we may lose some stores. I don't know of anyone that's in dire consequences right now, but if our economy doesn't get back up, we're going to see Main Streets and communities across our country really, really start to change.
Along those same lines, what are some of the things that you've heard specifically from some of the local businesses in the area? You talked about it a few moments ago. Some seem to be okay, but I think a lot of people state that, look, if we go through the summertime, it's going to be awfully difficult to stay afloat. What kinds of things are you hearing from some of the local businesses down there?
Some of them are very concerned. You know, that they have their rent payments, they have utilities, and a lot of those did not stop during the close downs. Many private residents were able to take advantage of mortgage deferment payments, but small businesses are not. They're hopeful that things will get back. We try not to say get back to normal because we're all pretty sure we're not going back to what was before. So we're working together to create a new normal or a new reality of how can you shop safely? What precautions do we have to have in place? How do we stay relevant? And how do we get people here to support the businesses, but in a responsible way? That's kind of with our special events. It's not responsible, nor right now is it allowed, for us to have a special event for 3,000, 5,000 people. But if we can get people to understand that small businesses are their neighbors and their friends and their coworkers, and people need to come out and support them if they want them to be here long term. No small town is a living museum. It's a vital part of our economy. And it's working with the businesses on social media. A lot of them have taken to doing live sales on their social media pages and really trying to be innovative with delivery or curbside pickup. But the bottom line is it's going to change, and we're trying to work together to figure out how do we make that work and make it successful for everyone.
You guys have so many awesome events throughout the course of the year, from, you know, the Beer Fest to the Pizza Palooza to Medina Fest, and of course the Medina Candlelight Walk towards the end of the year, right around holiday season. Yeah. Some of those, unfortunately, have already been canceled or postponed until next year, but there are still a few events out there that you're still, I know, holding out some hope for. The one that seems to be in the more immediate future is Medina Fest. What are you hearing about that event this year? Is there a chance that that could still go down?
There is a chance. Early in the close down, you know, when our mayor has been such a wonderful leader, and again, the information coming down from the state, we talked back and forth, and he said it would be nice if we could use Medina Fest to kind of celebrate coming out of this. So that's our goal. Right now it's set for August 22nd, I believe, of this year. We hope that'll happen. Right now we're just kind of watching the numbers and seeing, are we through the spikes? Is there going to be a second spike? The scary thing is, I don't think we or anyone else really knows how this virus works. So until we know that we have it under control and we know how to keep people safe, I don't know that we'll have anything. But our hope is to have our community come back together and celebrate and show each other the love that I know we have and keep the square vibrant and keep it happening.
Well, we are a few months away, at least, from the Candlelight Walk, and I think we're all hopeful that we've got this virus under control by then. But, you know, it's always something fun to talk about now, even though we're 5 months away from that. That's an event that I know has gotten you guys so much notoriety for all the right reasons over the last few years. And I know that by the time we get to November, hopefully we'll be able to execute that Medina Candlelight Walk. But Matt, I think you can speak to just how special those events are, because, you know, this COVID-19 crisis has had an effect on all of us, but these are the events that really kind of help you guys spotlight Medina.
You know, they really are, and it has had an effect. It's had weird social effects. People are almost shunning each other when they're out in public. But Candlelight Walk in particular, it is just the quintessential American Greetings Hallmark movie set on our square with these old buildings, millions and millions of lights around the square. We light the Christmas tree in the gazebo, sing a couple carols, and it's the community coming together and celebrating the holidays. It's non-denominational. It's everyone coming and just saying, this is the time of year. It's special. We want to be together. We have that amazing parade of lights where cars and people and pickup trucks and things are covered in lights and they parade through town. And then we have a fireworks show over our county courthouse to kind of celebrate the magic of the season. It's a magical event. It's one that brings a lot of hope and joy to our community and visitors from surrounding communities. And we really hope that we can do that this year, even if it's in some modified way, that we can celebrate the season, celebrate the joy of what comes near the end of the year, and just come together as a community and say, I see you, and I know you're here, and I'm happy you're here.
Well, I think at the end of 2020, we will all be celebrating, if nothing else, the end of 2020, which has really been a very difficult year from the very, very get-go. But
yes, Matt, it has.
Hopefully when we get closer to the holiday season, we'll be talking more about the Medina Candlelight Walk, and hopefully we will be given clearance to do so from Castle Noel for the Spotlight on Medina as we get into November. But we always appreciate the time, we always appreciate the insight, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Andy, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Matt. That's Matt Wiederhold with Main Street Medina joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And